Hey folks, Alan Kenny for the Nareit podcast. Joining me today is Anthony Saeda of FTI Consulting. He's a managing director there. We're going to talk a little bit about corporate governance and how it relates to REITs. So I want to go ahead and bring Anthony on. Anthony, how are you doing?
Doing very well today.
All right. Thank you. Great. Well, we're very happy to have you on. And, I know you've done a lot in the areas of corporate governance and executive compensation for the commercial real estate industry. So I want to go ahead and start there. Generally, can you give us some background? How is executive compensation evaluated for commercial real estate executives?
Sure. Basically, in the current environment, real estate executives' compensation is generally evaluated on an absolute and a relative basis, looking at how the compensation for individual executives compares to a peer group of similar executives from similar types of companies over a 1 and 3 year period, and how that pay compares to the performance of the company, again, over a similar 1 and 3 year period. And that performance is generally defined as being total return to shareholders, which is a combination of share price appreciation and dividends paid, as well as on an absolute basis as to how the executive's compensation compares to the performance of the company itself on a historical 5-year basis, effectively looking at how quickly compensation changes relative to how quickly the performance of the company has changed to make sure that they're in line over that 5-year period.
So in your mind, what kind of industry-specific issues do you think that these kinds of practices present for the commercial real estate industry?
I think it's an interesting question because when you think about what it is that our industry is doing, right, we're taking long-term assets that have cash flows that are tied to in-place leases that tend to be 5, 7, 10 years long. And you're taking, a shorter-term snapshot at how the company's stock performs and trying to make them sort of jive. When you buy an asset and you're trying to create value, whether it be through repositioning or, redevelopment of that asset, it takes a much longer period of time than 3 years. You may have to buy out tenants. You may have to, wait till leases expire to be able to sign new leases that are much more closer to market. So it could take a 3, 4, 5 year period to actually unlock the value in an asset that you're acquiring. And so this focus on a 1 and 3 year period causes some problems for a lot of real estate companies when they're trying to explain to investors, why the compensation structure that they have in place might make sense as opposed to, being a disconnect between the pay and the performance.
And obviously there's some nuance there, Anthony. Do you think that institutional investors on the whole kind of understand those nuances?
I think they do. I think you have to look at what the institutional shareholder base was and is today. I think that traditionally people looked at real estate for the yield purpose, for generating yields. And those were longer-term players, and they focused on the business and understanding what was going on in the business so that they could determine whether or not that yield was good, whether it was going to increase or decrease or, whatever over time. I think as the real estate stocks became more volatile and you had companies increasing their stock price significantly over, the last 10 years, you had some other institutions move into investing in the space, and so they were focused more on, shorter-term gains in the stock. But I think the more sophisticated long-term investors in the space, they get it. But it's the responsibility of real estate companies to know their investors and to be out there proactively explaining to them why their business is different, the long-term nature of it, and why what they're doing and how they're evaluating their own performance makes sense and is in the best interest of shareholders long term.
Again, folks, talking with Anthony Saeda of FTI Consulting. Can you give us an idea? I know that you've kind of come up with your own kind of alternative methodology for evaluating executive compensation. Can you give us an idea of how that might differ from the more standard practices?
Sure. I think that, you know, first and foremost, you know, we're all here to, you know, serve the interest of our investors and, you know, creating value for them. So clearly, a measure of total return is very important to our investors. You know, ultimately, we have to provide value; otherwise, you know, no one's going to invest in our companies. So clearly, that's an important criteria. But I think that we should be looking at that over a longer-term period. I think maybe a 5, 7, or even 10-year period would make more sense, which, when you think about it, coincidentally, is the way the fund world operates. You know, you think about the life cycle of a fund, it's either 7 or 10 years from initial capital raise through final liquidation. I think a return to that sort of a longer-term view on total returns is important, so that we're more in line with what it actually takes to create value in the real estate business. I think that in the interim, when you're looking at compensation decisions on a year-end or annual basis, I think we need to focus on what the real drivers of value in real estate are. We're talking about occupancy. We're talking about accretive leasing year over year. We're talking about milestones on achieving our strategic plan over a 3, 4, or 5-year period. You know, when you take on a very large project, speaking, for example, in New York City, where I'm sitting today, you can imagine the amount of groundwork and, you know, approvals and zoning and all types of things that don't translate into real value immediately, how long that takes to get a very significant development project, you know, up and running. And it's similar across the country in any urban and some suburban environments as well. So I think that you need to look at those milestones in your large projects, and I think that that is how companies should be looking at their compensation and tying the compensation for executives to performance over the interim period. I think that we have had a lot of success with companies explaining that thought process to their institutional investors, and I think it's been very successful because when you look at the number of companies that actually have had negative votes on say on pay or even less than, you know, stellar results in terms of the vote, the positive vote percentage, I think that that's a testament to the fact that they're getting out there explaining, you know, the sort of the story of real estate to investors. And even if it's not translating into a 1-year TRS that is, you know, beating the market, I think that people get it. And I think that it's unique to real estate, and it's something that we are spending a lot of time. And it's important for each company to do that, you know, proactively each year.
So do you think, though, that institutional investors are receptive to these approaches, you know, these alternative methods to evaluating compensation?
I think they are. And we're not really suggesting a big departure from the framework that, you know, the main advisory firms are putting out there. I mean, I think that the idea of looking at compensation on a relative basis compared to peers and on an absolute basis is very valid. I think it's a great process. I just think that we need to make some exceptions for the longer term nature of the business that we're in. I think that we need to be realistic about that, and I think that you know, it's our job to, you know, explain that to our shareholders. And, you know, if you make the case in a convincing way and in a rational way with support and evidence as to why you think that, you know, these things should be evaluated slightly different, I think that you'll meet some success in that area. I think that the evidence is there that our shareholders and our institutions understand it. They get the business. And as long as you're being reasonable and, you know, building a case that makes sense, there's no reason to suspect that that shareholders and institutions won't give us the benefit of the doubt and support what we're doing. I think the vast majority of companies are doing a very good job and trying very hard to tie their pay to their performance.
All right. Well, very interesting stuff, Anthony. Really appreciate you joining us.
Well, I thank you for the opportunity.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the NAREIT podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.